This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, the Olsen twins take Manhattan. We'll find out what the critics are saying about New York Minute and other films opening this weekend. But first, local news. Well, local to listeners of this program. Michael Kinsley, the founder of our partner publication Slate, has accepted a job with the Los Angeles Times as the editorial and opinion editor. Does this mean Mike Kinsley has lost faith in the future of online journalism? Not at all. Day to Day's Alex Chadwick talked with Mike earlier.
Why did they choose you for the job?
Beats me. I didn't want to inquire too closely.
How did you think about it when they came and offered you this job? Because, you know, I've moved to Los Angeles very recently and begun reading the Los Angeles Times. I like the paper a lot, but I've lived most of my life on the East Coast, and I've thought of journalism in terms of the Washington Post and the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. I've known that the LA Times was a good paper, but it wasn't something that I read.
Well, first of all, they didn't come to me and offer me the job. John Carroll, the editor, called me up and asked me for suggestions of who might be good at this job. And I thought about people I knew who I thought would be good, and I found myself getting extremely envious of them. So I called him back, and I pulled a Dick Cheney. I nominated myself.
You said, you know, all those other people I told you about, they're actually not as good as I am.
Well, I told him, I've got some names for you, but let me offer you one first, and then if you don't like that one, I'll give you the others. And that one is me. But, you know, there's a chance to get this very good publication more widely read.
Let me ask you about Slate. This is the online magazine, our partners at Day to Day, that you founded 7 years ago?
Practically eight.
And now you're leaving. That must be a little difficult, but there must be some sense of satisfaction as well, I would think. I don't know. How does it seem to you?
Well, it's poignant, but it is really a great feeling to think that this is an institution that didn't exist, that I and my colleagues at Slate, some of whom have been there since the beginning, have built something that will last and continue even after you leave. And that's a really cool feeling.
I mean, this really is a new way of being a journalist, isn't it? Don't you think? I mean, I think you and the other people at Slate really have helped create something.
Yeah, we haven't done it ourselves, but I think we have helped. We've developed various forms of journalism that you can only do online. I think we were doing things that are sort of like blogs before the word blog even existed. Email exchanges. The internet has come a long way. I used to say at the beginning it was like starting a print publication by saying, okay, we've chopped down the trees. How do we make the paper and the ink in order to produce the magazine? You know, we had to really start from square one where print publications on paper didn't. We are now at square 10 or 15, and new publications and new forms of journalism on the internet can start much more easily, and I think we helped with that.
And still, at this point in your career, you're going back to print. You're going back not just to print, you're going to daily newspapers.
Well, I've never worked for a newspaper before, and newspapers are not going to disappear. It's another chapter for me. And I think what's happening is that the content, as we now call it, we are all content providers,
right,
Alex, as you know.
Stopped being writers.
Provider. We're just content providers. The content is separate from the delivery system. And I think the Los Angeles Times and other newspapers will be delivered. I'll be bold and say paper will not be a major or the majority way that people read the Los Angeles Times in 10 or 15 years. But even if that's wrong, I'm there, I will be supplying my content to them however they want it.
Michael Kinsley starting his new job at the Los Angeles Times in June. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Alex.